The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. That is because he works for pay and he has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, first of all, I want to say how phenomenal our school gala and auction was last night. It was the fulfillment, the completion of weeks, maybe months of work. We put so much time into that. And I think it was a huge success. And so anybody who was here last night or anybody who helped with it, I just want to say thanks for being a part of this community, really helping us build that kind of goodwill that is necessary. I have to say I'm a little tired and sore. Well, I was at my house this week, and I'm doing the ministry of weeds on Thursdays now. I'm just pulling weeds. All I do is pull weeds in my yard. And I was pulling weeds, and then I heard this funny noise, and all of a sudden I looked up, and in my yard, there are these turkeys. Two big male turkeys with their feathers all puffed up. Three female turkeys. Seemed kind of tired. They were kind of sitting around more than the guys. And I thought that was strange. And then they started eating my stuff. And so I ran them off. And they came back. I apparently have good things to eat in my yard. And then the owner of the turkeys went by in her pickup. I have kind of like farmland right around my house. So I've got cattle across the street and I've got turkeys behind me. And anyway, the lady that owns the turkeys came forward and she said, "Oh, sorry about the turkeys in your yard." And she says, we just let them run around wherever they want to go. And then she said something that caught my attention. She said, "Yeah, a couple weeks ago, a fox got one of my turkeys." And in my mind, because I was thinking about this homily, I'm like, "You're not a very good shepherd of turkeys. You're going to let that fox just come and take your turkey like that? You have to keep an eye on him." Well, I want to tell you, and I'm not the animal expert, but I do know that there is one thing that's dumber than a sheep, and that's a turkey. Now, in the story of the good shepherd and the sheep, we know who the good shepherd is. We also know who the sheep are. That's us, right? And we know how to eat grass, and we know how to drink water, probably, and maybe a couple of other things that might come up. But we don't know where to go, and we don't know. Without a leader, we don't know where we're going. And I think that Jesus uses this image as the simplest possible image. Sheep learn their shepherd's voice, and they follow that one particular shepherd, regardless of how many other shepherds are there. My sheep know me, and I know my sheep. They hear my voice, and they know me. Such a beautiful image as we think about the Lord today and exactly what he provides for us. Everything. Because if we were sheep, we wouldn't be able to figure it out without him. But there's one other image that I find particularly interesting today, and it comes from St. Peter in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles. And it translates the word as cornerstone. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. And when we think about cornerstones, we usually think about the, like, kind of a base. Like if you go up to school, in the front of the school, right where the gym, because I think the gym might have been built later, that between the gym and the school, there's a stone on the school side that says 1960. That's the cornerstone, what we would call a cornerstone. But it doesn't really serve much of a purpose because it's just a stone in the wall, like any other brick or stone. The translation of the word is actually keystone. And I think that this is also a really interesting image that is used in Scripture and in recalled by St. Peter. Because if you look at what a cornerstone does, it's when you're building an arch. And I was thinking, we don't have any arches, so how am I going to describe this? But yes, we do. Like when we redid these stained glass windows, I had these arches made so that the windows match. So do you see how the stones at the arch, they go up at a circle and a circular way? In order to build that, you have to build a wooden structure under it to hold those stones in the curve as they go up. But when you put the keystone in the top, it locks the stones together and they will not fall down. The arch is the strongest structure in engineering. It will not fall down. Now, if you were to take the keystone out, they would fall right in. So when you think about that, if you've got a series of arches, I mean, even if you look at the Pantheon in Rome, 500 years before Jesus, they were building the Pantheon out of brick. But you can see, because the whatever was on the outside is gone, you can see all these arches inscribed into the walls itself, so that the arch is the strongest. It's the strongest structure. And what they're saying is that the stone that was discarded, Jesus, has actually been placed by God at the very top, and he holds all of it together, and without him, it all comes crumbling down. In a particular arch, you've got the load-bearing, which is gravity, which comes down, but you've also then got this precarious sideways motion. And the only thing that can stop that is the stone in the center. So think about in our world how much precarious sideways motion there is going on right now. The only thing that's going to hold it together is Jesus. He is the stone which has been rejected by the builder. And he has become the keystone of the whole structure. So we've got the shepherd. You can pick. Think about the shepherd today or think about the keystone. Either one is really good.